Please welcome Beth Marshall.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. It was a night just like any other night. I was in Memphis, Tennessee, believe it or not. I really was in Memphis, Tennessee. And there was this warm wind blowing. It was 9:15 at night. The sun had just gone down, but instead of the temperature dropping, there was this steady, warm wind blowing up out of the south, and it had that smell to it, a mixture of moisture and dust and pollen and electricity that just lets you know something's going on somewhere, and just don't get too comfortable. So I'm at the Memphis airport. Turns out I'm at the Memphis airport because I work there. Me and the gentleman sitting next to me are about to take Delta Airlines Flight 1546, nonstop DC-9, a fan jet service from Memphis, Tennessee to Gulfport, Mississippi. 87 people that night wanted to go from Memphis to Gulfport. I don't know why. I've never known why. But they wanted to go, and myself and the gentleman sitting next to me and 87 people and a crew of three all got onto that airplane and got ready to go. We looked at the weather. There was stuff going on down there, of course. Down in Gulfport, there were thunderstorms. Not a very pleasant night down that way. But we decided, well, we'll go down and take a look at it. We fill up the gas tanks, and we've got enough gas to go down to Gulfport and come back again. So everybody gets on, and we take off, and we head on down toward Gulfport, straight on south. We get down about 3/4 of the way there, and straight as a line, you can see it. Off to this side, it's clear as a bell. Out in the distance there, New Orleans, Louisiana, clear as you can see it, all lit up, just beautiful. Over on this side, there's lights of thunderstorms, nothing but the constant flash of lights of thunderstorms all along, including covering over Gulfport, Mississippi. So we have to decide what we're gonna do. Our airplane has got radar on it, so we take and we decide, we'll take a look at this. We go out and we drive around and we point the nose of the airplane straight at those thunderstorms to see what's going on. And we take a look and said, "Yeah, not too bad. Let's go try again." Before we go in, we go out and make another big circle and we take another look at the thunderstorms. And we ask air traffic control, "What's it look like to you?" And he says, "I don't know. No one else has been flying over there." So we think, talk about it a little bit, and I discuss it with the gentleman sitting next to me, and we say, "Well, a couple of rain showers never hurt us before." And we go on in. We start out at about 20,000 feet. And we figure by the time we get down to 10,000 feet, we'll be below whatever this is. It might be a little bumpy. I go to the flight attendants. I hit the flight attendant call button and pick up the thing and say, whatever you've got out, put it away, sit down and fasten your seatbelt. And I tell all the people, the 87 people in the back, it might be a little bumpy, fasten your seatbelts. And we put that little seatbelt sign on that nobody pays any attention to ever. And away we go. And we talk to air traffic control and he says, "Well, you can pretty much go wherever you want because no one else has wanted to go there." And we go in and it's about 5 minutes into what they call the soup, which is all the clouds and everything, and we get the absolute shit kicked out of us. I mean, if you think you've been on a bumpy airplane ride, this is a bumpy airplane ride like no other. I even told the people before we went in, I said, "This is going to be an e-ticket at Disneyland. Just get yourself ready." And we go in, and we go down to 10,000 feet, and we're still in it. And we're still getting the crap kicked out of us, and no clear, no nothing. We go down to 6,000 feet. We're still getting the absolute shit beat out of us. I mean, it's like you couldn't hold this microphone. It was like this in front of me, sitting there in the cockpit trying to, it was bumpy. And we go down to 4,000 feet, and now air traffic control's trying to get us lined up with the runway. And we figure we should be able to see, we should be below this by now, and we're not. And he's starting to line us up with the runway, and we're at 4,000 feet. I look over at the gentleman sitting next to me, and I say, "Have we had enough of this? What do you think? Should we do an about face?" And he kind of agrees with me. And I say to air traffic control, very politely, "You know, I think we'd like to go back to Memphis." And he says to me, "Stand by. And I say, "You don't seem to understand. Get us the fuck out of here!" So that gets his attention. And he gives us on a heading of about 300 degrees out toward Memphis. And what seems like an absolute eternity was probably about 10 minutes. We still got the absolute shit kicked out of us, heading on back, just to make it to where the clear air was. Finally, we head on back to Memphis. I explained to the people back there that if they hadn't figured out by the fact that all their fillings had come loose out of their teeth, that we weren't going to land in Gulfport tonight, that quite nothing was quite as important as getting out of there. Gulfport just wasn't worth all that much. And believe me, if you've been to Gulfport, you'd know what I'm talking about. We go back to Memphis, and we land at Memphis, and everything's nice. And it's one of those things you don't hear on airplanes too often, but we could hear it through those doors that bullets can't penetrate, nobody could mess with or anything. As soon as we touch down, we hear 87 people applauding. I kid you not. And then we taxied on back and said thank you to everybody, or they thanked us for not having them killed. And that is my about-face story. Thank you. I also wanted to mention one other thing, that when I first looked to see what was going on, it said it had about face for the story, and then it had for the next week or for the next month, it said TBD, to be decided. And I thought, that's an awfully nice topic. But then I realized, no, maybe he has just unthought of it. So I wanted to recommend that in some other month to be decided, maybe we could have a topic of to be decided.